Today's date is November the 19th, 2002. The time is 22:21 hours. This is a tape statement with Christopher Levon Bryant. He's a black male, date of birth 1/14/1987. Present during the interview is Detective Stan Nieves and Detective Tim Taylor. The location of the interview is Public Safety Center, Criminal Investigations Division. Chris, earlier we spoke, and you understand you're not under arrest this time, correct?
No, sir.
You don't understand that? You understand you're not under arrest?
Mm-hmm.
And you're down here, you came down, we asked you to come down and talk to us about an incident that happened, and you came down freely and voluntarily, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You haven't been threatened in any way or anything at all, have you?
No, sir.
Okay. What I want to talk to you about is the incident that happened on Friday night, Friday evening. If you would, just start from Friday evening and tell me in detail what happened.
We were down at my house, 739 East Devonshire, around 6 or 7 o'clock. We was all up there. We left from there walking. We met Jessica around the corner.
Okay. Sorry, I don't mean to interrupt, but when you say we, who are you talking about we?
Me, Rashawn, Stinky, and Brave Boy, and Mayo.
Okay, do you know Stinky's real name?
Nathaniel Carlton.
Okay, what about Brave Boy?
Darrell Brave Boy. I don't know his middle name.
Okay, and the other one was what? Who?
Jamel Tolliver. And then after that, we hopped in the car with Jessica. Jessica parked her car up at the wreck. Then we all got out. We went over there. I was the lookout by the stop sign for a minute. Then Jamel Tolliver, he was over there by the driveway, by the van. And Stinky, Rashawn, and Darrell went. Stinky knocked on the door. Rashawn hit him with his right.
Hit who?
Hit the old man with his right.
Do you know that old man's name?
Mr. Jones.
Is that how you know him?
Yeah. Because Jed's boyfriend used to work for him sometime. Cut his grass and stuff.
When you talk about Jed, you talked about Sherman Williams?
Mm-hmm.
Yes?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
And, okay, prior to him hitting him with the right, you had told me earlier when we were talking that somebody had a baseball bat.
Oh yeah, they had.
And somebody had some duct tape.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, tell me who had a baseball bat and who had the duct tape.
Stinky had the baseball bat and Durant had the duct tape.
Okay, then they walked up to the house.
Stinky knocked on the door. Rashawn hit him with his right. Then they drug him back out the house. And then after that, then they was beating him and stuff, and they tied him up.
Who tied him up?
Darrell.
What did he tie him up with?
With some duct tape.
Okay, and you say they were hitting him and beating him. Who was the ones hitting him and beating him?
Stinky, Rashawn, and Darrell.
Okay. Hitting him with the baseball bat?
Mm-hmm. And with their fists.
Okay.
Were you there when it happened, when they were beating him?
Yes, sir.
You were right up on him, weren't you?
Yes, sir.
What was your job while you were there?
The lookout.
Did you hit him or touch him?
I just moved him to see if he was living, still living.
How did you move him?
With my feet.
Okay, did anybody get anything from Mr. Jones?
They got a little money, maybe.
Okay.
They got some money.
Anybody get his wallet?
Yeah.
Who had the wallet?
Rashawn, he had a couple of bills in it.
He was flashing it?
No, not really. He tried to keep everything for himself.
Okay.
And then, after they did all that, they dropped the tape and ran back across the street or whatever with the bat. We hopped in the car.
Where did they drop the tape at?
Over there by the trees.
What trees?
By the bench. By the wreck.
At the rec center?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then they ran back over there. And after Sutton, we got back in the car. And then we went to Stinky House and they changed clothes. And then after that, they changed clothes. They put on Stinky hat on, some Puma shoes, and a orange and white jersey with some black jeans. And Rashawn had on some black BDPs, some blue jeans with Darrell jersey on. And After that, they came back and picked us up, and we went to Creekside Lane. Stinky got kicked out of there for cussing out the policeman. They came back, dropped me off at home. Then we went back around there. After we went back around there, we looked at the scene, and we was right by the pole looking. And then,
so you said during some time you bought some marijuana.
Oh yeah, they bought some marijuana.
Was that before you went to Creekside Lanes or after?
That was after. After we came from Creekside Lane.
Who bought the marijuana?
Stinky and Rayshon.
Do you know where you bought it from?
Over there by Longview.
You don't know who sold it to them?
No, sir, I was still in the car. He told Jessica Park somewhere, and he went to somebody else and got some weed, came back with like two big buds.
Okay.
Okay, you also said earlier when we were talking, prior to turning the tape on, mm-hmm. that after this man was beat down and robbed, y'all ran back to Jessica's car, mm-hmm. and then Jessica took y'all somewhere right then. Where did she take y'all?
She took us to Stinky House so he could change clothes.
Okay. And Stinky had on what at this time?
At the time when he
was beating up the old man.
Oh, some dirty black jeans and a blue, like a light blue jacket.
And what did Rayshon have on?
Some black jeans and a green Falcon jersey.
Do you remember what the other guys were wearing? What was Ray Boy wearing?
Ray Boy had on a 76ers hat and had on some blue jeans and had his 76ers jersey on.
Did he have a jacket on?
Yeah, he had on a blue, like a light blue and a dark
blue.
Like
a Carolina blue?
Adidas jacket.
Okay. What about Jamel?
He had on a green polo with some green Noyas, some green Reeboks with some blue jeans on, and one of them, a shirt, it's got with a gold teeth on the front. Yeah, he had on one of those.
Okay. Backing up to around 6 o'clock, when you were at your house, who was at your house with you?
Me, Stinky, Rayshon.
Before that, you said you and somebody.
Me and Jamel was there first.
You and Jamel were at your house, and three people came over, correct?
Yes.
Who were those three people that came over?
Stinky, Darrell, and Rayshon.
And what did they have with them when they came?
A bat and some tape.
Okay, and did one of them say something about how they were going to swing the bat?
Mm-hmm. Stinky.
What did he say?
He was going to knock that man head off.
Okay. And then he also said that he wanted to do something. Y'all were gonna go and do what?
Do what?
You said something about, this thing you said, well, let's go make a lick. I know where to make a lick.
He said he know where to make a lick. And
what does make a lick is?
Get some money.
Well, how? Robbing somebody?
Mm-hmm.
Did, when you left, was that old man alive?
With the old man alive?
Yeah,
he was like still like kind of moving or whatever, but after we came back, I knew it wasn't going to be a long time before he died, though.
Okay. At your house, do you have a telephone?
Yes.
Okay, you know how to call the police, right?
Yes, sir.
How do you call the police?
911.
And did you?
No.
You said some police officers came to your house before that or after?
After.
After the... Did you tell them?
Yeah. I told them. I was like, did you hear about them, that man that got killed down there on,
Hey, did you tell them you were involved?
No.
Do you have any other questions?
Have y'all gotten together and talked about this after it happened?
No. Only thing, they like bring up the way they hit him with their bat and the way he was hitting them and stuff, but that's about it.
You never discuss about lying to the police if they ever ask you about this?
Would I lie to them?
Yeah.
No.
Did they ever tell you, hey, tell the police this happened?
No.
Well, let me ask you this question. You said that Darrell had the tape. Did you see him actually tape the man up?
Yes.
How close were you when it was taping him up?
About like the sidewalk and the, about like near the van.
And the reason that you didn't assist with doing that was because you was the lookout, correct? Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
And then you said at one time you did put your foot on him,
yeah,
on his side to turn him over,
mm-hmm,
to see if he was alive?
Yes, sir.
Okay, but you didn't kick him. You just kind of nudged him to get him to turn over?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to go back to one other thing. During this time that you've been in here, you've been allowed to go to the bathroom?
Mm-hmm.
You have been?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did the police officer go inside with you, or did he let you go in the bathroom by yourself?
They went in with me.
Okay, how many times did he go in with you?
Because
I took you one time, I didn't go in with you.
It was one man, or the other one that was in there with you the first time, and then he tried to get me to tell a bunch of stuff and stuff.
What stuff?
About this.
Okay.
When I took you to the bathroom about 15 minutes ago, you went in by yourself, correct? Mm-hmm. I didn't go in with you.
Okay. You went into the bathroom at least three times.
Mm-hmm.
And out of those three times, another police officer followed you in.
Mm-hmm.
And you asked me to get you some water?
Mm-hmm.
And I did?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you want some more water?
No, sir.
Okay. Let me know when you do, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You have anything else you want to add to this?
I know in the bathroom they was talking about something.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Chris, do you have anything else you want to add to this?
I hope y'all get him.
Take him now. Okay. This concludes the interview. The time is 22:33 hours.